We're very happy to welcome a visitor into KFAR studios this evening, Mrs. Sarah E. Pettis, the Supreme Royal Matron of the Order of Amaranth. Those of us that have followed the news of Mrs. Pettis' arrival in the territory and her visit to Fairbanks know that she's here primarily on business to establish the Fairbanks Polaris Court No. 2 of the Order of Amaranth. And we're very happy to welcome you to Alaska and to Fairbanks, Mrs. Pettis.
Thank you for your very cordial greeting.
We want to find out a little bit about this Order of Amaranth. It sounds like something new to me. Would you tell us just a little bit about it?
The Order of the Amaranth is not a new organization. However, it is just being introduced into the territory.
Well, I believe Anchorage and Fairbanks are the only two cities so honored, you might say.
Anchorage was our Fairbanks. Alaska Court No. 1 of Anchorage was organized on the 20th of February of 1948.
I see. And then Fairbanks Court?
Was organized on April 29th.
That was last night.
That was last night.
I see.
And will be known as Polaris Court No. 2.
Before we went on the air, Mrs. Pettis, you mentioned something about this being an international order, that you head an international body.
That's right. We are in all English-speaking countries, and our ritual is in English.
I see. I believe you mentioned that it hasn't been translated. It's still
That is correct.
Original,
it has never been translated.
The original mm-hmm. English ritual that they started with. Well, getting off on the historical side of the Order of Amaranth, could you give us a little bit of the history and of the interest behind the establishment of this body?
Yes. About 60 years ago, there was a keen interest felt for fraternal organizations to promote the social activities of families, wherein the husbands and wives, together with their children, could enjoy fraternal relations together. In other words, could just be co-workers in a fraternal organization.
I see. Well, we're going to have Margaret approach this from the woman's angle in just a minute here, but I want to pin you down onto a little bit of the historical end of the Order of Amaranth. I believe Mr. Pettis is quite interested in the order and has compiled a little history of it, has he not?
That's true. He is a student and does a lot of historical research and has compiled a history of the origin of the Amaranth and what it is.
Well, now, could you tell us a little bit of the figures behind the establishment and what the Order of Amaranth really is?
The Order of the Amaranth is truly a Masonic affiliated body. And when this need for fraternal organizations where the social activities could be established and enjoyed, much research was done to promote something that would be very appealing, very elaborate. And in research work, they find that Queen Christina of Sweden was a very extravagant queen, but one who was very cultured and educated. In fact, I think she was the most cultured person of Europe. And at this party that she had, a coronation party, where only those of the nobility could participate.
I see.
And it was from this party that we have taken our coronation, the background for our coronation ceremony of our royal matrons.
I see. Well, one of the, I believe you mentioned something about the Portuguese ambassador to the court of Sweden.
That's right.
Was a favorite, one of her favorite ambassadors, and he brought the amaranth as a flower into the court.
That's right. The amaranth flower comes from a little town of Amaranta, Portugal, which is just across the Spanish border.
I see.
And he was her favorite of all the ambassadors.
Uh-huh. And he helped to establish that. Well, now, I believe there was something about Queen Christina also being a bachelor queen.
That is true. And the unusual thing of Queen Christina was that she was crowned king and wore the king's crown, never the queen's.
That is an unusual. I believe a situation something like that existed in England, did it not, with Queen Elizabeth, where she definitely ruled the house.
I think that's correct.
Well, I think that exists, if you'll pardon me, Alan, in many American homes where the women wear the pants. Of course, that's what we've heard.
This is a tradition that goes far back in history, even though it is the modern 20th century,
uh-huh.
of the women taking over. Well, we're certainly happy to get that little impression here of the Order of Amaranth, Mrs. Pettis. And now then, We'd like to just pin you down specifically. We Alaskans are rather curious people, you know. We like to know a little bit about how the people of the territory affect you people that come up from the outside on your first trip here. How many days have you been in the territory, might we ask now?
3 days.
Oh, just 3 days. You came in on Wednesday, then.
That's right.
Wednesday's plane, I believe, from Minneapolis.
That's right.
Well, now, is Minneapolis your home?
No, I come from Southern California,
well,
from
now,
Hollywood.
Why this travel from Minneapolis to Alaska rather than California?
Our duties are that we officially inspect every grand jurisdiction, and I was in Minnesota on a tour of inspection and had about 6 days between that and my schedule in Ohio, so I just took a little detour. Made a little detour and came to Alaska.
In other words, from Minneapolis to Cleveland by way of Anchorage,
that's
Alaska.
That's right.
Well, that's quite a detour.
But an enjoyable one.
Well, now, if you're enjoying your time up here, we're also curious about just how Alaska impresses you people from the outside. Has it knocked any of the preconceived ideas you might have had or any ideas of the territory into a cocked hat? Or just how do we impress you?
Well, something like the States, I thought that Anchorage and Fairbanks were just a little hop, maybe 2 or 3 hours run by train. But it took us 15 hours to arrive here by train. But to me, Alaska is God's country. Its vastness, its beauty are indescribable. Its people are genuine, not bound by traditions.
You find then that all of the book learning about Alaska is just a little different than Alaska has actually impressed itself on you.
That is definitely right.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, we're very happy to know that in all your travels round and about, I believe you've also gone outside of the United States in your duties.
I was in the British Isles during the months of October and November.
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you intend to make many more travels outside the United States as Supreme Royal Matron, or after your tour of duty?
After, I won't have time before my term of office expires, the latter part of June, but shortly after that I expect to go to Australia and the Philippine Islands, where we have courts.
I see, and you will visit them unofficially,
That's
you might
right.
say. Well, you'll still be very happy to visit the tropics and down under. Margaret, I notice that you're sitting over there with eagerness written all over your face here to approach this problem, should we say, of the Order of Amaranth and of Mrs. Pettus' visit to Alaska from the woman's angle. And that lets me out very definitely because I don't happen to wear the king's crown in this particular instance. So, Margaret, would you take over here with Mrs. Pettus to find out the woman's side?
Well, thank you very much, Alan. As a matter of fact, you know how difficult it is for a woman to keep quiet. I've had the worst time sitting here and not being able to say a word at all. But I would like to ask Mrs. Pettus something that I think that the women of Fairbanks will certainly be interested in, and that is the organization of the Court of Amaranth as it affects them and why they should be interested in it.
I think that Court of the Amaranth in Fairbanks especially will add much to their social activities. They will be able to have their families enjoy fraternal social activities.
Mm-hmm. I see, and that of course means that the Court of Amaranth includes both men and women.
That definitely is right.
Mm-hmm. And that is, in other words, the Court of Amaranth is a family circle. Children are also included.
Not under the age of 18.
I see, but high school and college age students are certainly welcome to the Court of Amaranth.
Most welcome. We're very happy to have them with us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is definitely not a ladies' organization.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to impress that upon the ladies that they'll be gentlemen. There.
At any Court of the Amaranth, the Master Mason must preside.
I see, and then it is more or less a program of understanding and cooperation between men and women.
Definitely so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that should certainly help to iron out some of the wrinkles that have bothered men who think that women should be only in the home. And of course, I know that the Court of Amaranth does a great deal of welfare work, and I don't think we've touched on that so far.
We do stress welfare work, especially among the teenagers. My own state support and maintain a home for girls, that is, girls from broken homes, and it is very comparable to a lovely boarding school.
Mm-hmm.
They're taught also how to become real homemakers.
Mm-hmm. And also, do you have any affiliation with the Shriners Crippled Children program?
We do
work?
A lot of work for them. That is one of our projects. We assist them in raising funds and supporting and maintaining their beds and helping them out in any way possible.
I see. Well, that is a very fine job, but I know that no matter how many good works go on in the world, of course, there's an awful lot of business and a lot of hard work that goes on behind it. Now, you mentioned something about bringing youngsters in for recreation that could be supervised by the parents, something that, of course, is badly needed here in Fairbanks. I think we've had a problem that way, that we have many teenagers, and the town, of course, can't find something to do always for them. And of course, the Court of Amaranth would solve that problem beautifully. Now, do the youngsters actually come into the business meetings and have? Are they directly affiliated, or is it sort of a junior membership?
No, we don't have a junior membership in this, unfortunately. The children under 18 years of age could not become members. However, after a short business session, we open the doors, and we advocate opening the doors for entertainment, either by moving pictures and to enjoy the hospitality around the table, and also promoting dancing and all sorts of entertainment, wherein the children or the youngsters can have nice, clean entertainment and enjoy themselves and not be under strict supervision.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's probably most welcome to the youngsters here at Fairbanks. And how have you found, of course, you weren't in Anchorage long enough, I know, but did you find that the program was in working order in Anchorage, or was it too new to draw any conclusions?
I'm sorry, I arrived there at 11:55 one morning and left at 8:30 the next morning, so I enjoyed what little I saw of it.
Uh-huh.
That court is progressing very nicely, though it is a new organization.
I see. And do you expect to have any other courts established other than Anchorage and Fairbanks in the near future?
I think that there would be a court established very soon in Juneau and possibly in other locations here.
Mm-hmm. You haven't considered Nome at all, have you, to date?
No, I haven't. That will have to come from your Alaskan people, from people of the territory.
In other words, the people want it and you're only too willing to
help them organize and help them start it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly been a wonderful opportunity to have you here, Mrs. Pettis, and to let our listeners know that something as wonderful as the Court of Amaranth is going to help them have a better time here in Fairbanks. And I think that possibly Alan would like to say a few words now.
Just sum the situation up, mm-hmm. should we say, here. I like the idea that Margaret brought out here of having the young people come into an organization. That's been something that they have felt, you might say, they've been left out on so many of these things, whereas with this Order of Amaranth, they can come in and enjoy recreation without restriction, you might say. They don't feel as though they're being policed, and yet they still can enjoy themselves. I know Mrs. Pettis brought out the fact that there's always somebody to play a piano, and they'll sit around and sing and start dancing, and before you know it, you've really got a good evening organized. Have you seen some of these organizations, the various courts, where they have done that specifically, Mrs. Pettis?
Predominantly in the British Isles.
I see. Mm-hmm. Do they really enjoy a family circle with the... Is the Order of Amaranth very predominant in the British Isles?
It has only been established in Scotland for a period of 6 years, although we have 7,500 members in there in that length of time. And that is to take into consideration that was during the war years.
I see. In other words, Order of Amaranth came with the war and has established itself since that time. Were you the first Supreme Royal Matron to visit?
No, Britisha? I was the second.
You were the second,
mm-hmm.
on a tour of duty.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find a great deal of difference in the progress in that time?
No. Oh, definitely in progress.
In progress. Uh-huh. By comparison, I mean
that's
in the
right.
reports
mm-hmm.
on between your the previous visit of the matron and yourself. Well, it sounds as though you have a terrifically interesting year behind you, you might say now, since you're almost at the end of
That's
your tour
right.
of duty, and that you look forward to new fields to visit as a member of the Order of Amaranth after the 1st of July.
We have had a very successful year in promoting the growth and establishing the order in many new territories.
Well, we're very happy to welcome you, as we said at the beginning of the broadcast, to Alaska, and to welcome the Order of Amaranth, and to learn a little bit about the court's existence and its history. So, once again, from the staff here at KFAR, Mrs. Pettis, we wish you Godspeed on your journey, and we certainly hope that you will find time in your travels to come back and visit Alaska once again.
Thank you.
And don't forget a welcome from the women of Alaska, Alan.
Certainly. Thank you, Margaret. And with that, this has been an interview with Margaret Benedictus, myself, Alan Walker, and Mrs. Sarah E. Pettis, Supreme Royal Matron of the Order of Amaranth, an international Masonic body. A presentation of the Midnight Sun Broadcasting Company.